Rachel Cochrane. I'm at Hartlepool Central Library, where I've been working with the writing group here to develop creative work and produce a podcast as part of the Crossing the Tees Book Festival 2015. In line with the spirit of the festival, which hopes to encourage people into different areas and venues across the Tees Valley, we have explored the idea of crossing new boundaries and overcoming barriers. I have with me Denise Sparrowhawk, Reader Development Librarian at Hartlepool Borough Libraries. Denise, can you tell me something about the 2015 Crossing the Tees Festival?
The festival is a collaboration between four of the Tees Valley Library Services. It runs from the 3rd to the 20th of June in venues across the region. Our aim in setting up the festival was to work together to bring as wide a range of authors and events to the region as possible and encourage people to cross the Tees and attend events outside their usual area.
Can you tell us about the events taking place?
There are all kinds of events, from workshops to author talks to music and poetry performances. There's a strong historical theme to the festival, with authors such as Teresa Tomlinson, Simon Scarrow, Val Wood and Elizabeth Chadwick, who will be reading from and talking about their work and the research that they do. We also have the marvellous History Wardrobe performing History Through Costume, Fairy Tale Fashion in Middlesbrough, which looks at the story of Cinderella through the fabulous ball gowns from the 18th century, and Frocks on Parade in Darlington, which looks at 50 years of fashion from 1940 to 1990. Social historian Meredith Town is running two glitz and glamour sessions about women's history through the glamorous fashions of the early 20th century. The session in Stockton is for the visually impaired, while the Hartlepool session is open to all and will have British Sign Language interpreter present. Graphic novelists Brian and Mary Talbot will be looking at the history of the suffragette movement with an illustrated talk about their book Sally Heathcote, Suffragette. We also have poetry, and there is a wealth of poetry available. The Blacklight Engine Room is a regular monthly performance event featuring local poets, which in true Crossing the Tees style is migrating from Middlesbrough to Stockton for their June show. Anna Woodford will be running a relaxed and informal poetry reading workshop at Darlington with special guest appearance from Reed Regional poet Ellen Fethian. Woodfog Press are celebrating 21 years as a local poetry and short story publisher with an exhibition and book launch in Stockton Library. And we have the fabulous and funny performance poets John Hegley and Kate Fox. John will be performing at the Central Library in Hartlepool with observations on life, family and tuberous vegetables, while Kate will be in Billingham sharing poetry and stories from her Radio 4 series, The Price of Happiness. Other highlights are talks from top 10 bestsellers Millie Johnson, author of The Tea Shop on the Corner, and Susan Lewis, who will be talking about her new book, Too Close to Home. In addition to all the events for the public, we also have sessions in schools with some brilliant local authors. Neil Bushnell, author of Sorreline and Time Smith, and Dan Smith, author of Big Game, the film of which is currently on at cinemas. Curtis Joblin, creator of Bob the Builder and Frankenstein's Cat, and the ever-popular Liverpudlian author Alan Gibbons. Alongside the literary events, ARC at Stockton are running a film festival with 9 book-related films available to see over the fortnight, from classics such as To Kill a Mockingbird and Breakfast at Tiffany's to sci-fi such as Blade Runner and Insurgent. Why not watch the film and then borrow the book from the library? We'd love to hear which you prefer, the book or the film. All the details of times and prices and how to book are available at www.crossingthetees.org or pick up a brochure from your local library.
This podcast was sponsored by the 4 Library Services and Arts Council England.